Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 25th of February, and I'm recording at 9:52 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, what are some of the highlights here today? Well, take stock markets first. Japan was steady today, up 1.44% on the Nikkei 225. But eyebrow raiser here, China was weak, down over 2%. Now, China has taken a hit in the last 4 days, and it has really retraced at least 4/5 of the rally that we saw from the January low. So becoming a little bit oversold here again in the short term, if you look at the stochastics. But this is a concern. Partly because continued weakness by China would reflect badly on the rest of the region generally. And also China is the world's second largest economy, so this would not help global GDP growth. It would not help the resources sector, which has had a reasonably good rally, a very good rally actually, in the last couple of months. And another factor that raises eyebrows, perhaps even more as far as we're concerned, is that the renminbi, or Chinese yuan, whichever you prefer to call it, has weakened quite sharply in the last couple of weeks. So really, if you look at a long-term picture of the Chinese renminbi, and that's CNY in the library, and you will see that it had that big devaluation back in 1994, which caused chaos across the region. Now, I don't expect anything that dramatic, or I certainly hope nothing like that occurs, and I don't think it will. But clearly, China no longer wants an appreciating renminbi. And Owen and I mentioned, I think, a few weeks ago, when it had actually gotten down, it had virtually retraced or regained the devaluation that we had seen in 1994. Clearly, we're not going to see it retrace any more of that. So it got back close to the 6 renminbi to the US dollar, and has bounced very sharply. It's its biggest rally since mid-2012, and it's also back above the declining 200-day moving average. So that needs to be watched. I've been hopeful that China was going to improve in here. Well, parts of China have done very well. For instance, you look at the Atlantis China Healthcare Fund. I mean, the thing has rocketed since that 2008 low. So it's done. It's my best performing major position in my personal portfolio. Thank heavens. And then if we look at the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, that hasn't done too badly overall. If you look at the Shenzhen Composite Index, which doesn't have any banks, that hasn't done badly. And China's valuations are low, if you believe the numbers, and I mostly do. So this is, but again, while this Shanghai Composite Index continues to underperform, it will be asking questions which will unnerve investors in some regions, not least in the greater Asian area. Okay, so in the rest of Asia, very small changes in here today overall, but maybe a few more to the upside than the downside overall. Europe, no big moves here today in stock markets. A few more markets to the downside, including the UK, down 0.5%. That was one of the bigger movers. Spain had a gain of almost that same amount. Now, in the Americas, which bounced around a bit here today, closed with modest losses, really of well, a little over a tenth of a 0.15 of a percent on average here. So it's just sort of stalled up here near the highs overall. We would need some clear downward dynamics to indicate that significant resistance was being encountered in this region. And while I'm not tempted to put on another short in what has been a very strong overall upward trend for these US indices, and I only put it on as a sort of a hedge against possible setbacks in other portions of my portfolio. But it would take a clear downward dynamic and something that looks quite different, really, than the overall very consistent upward trend that we have seen. We had a little bit of inconsistency in January, but that's been at least partially offset. Overall, I think the strength on Wall Street following the shakeout was what wasn't that big, but 6% shakeout in January is good. It's kind of in line with our forecast, where we would see a choppy, ranging environment overall, and that would be certainly very preferable, I think, for most investors to the possibility of the steep sell-offs. Now, markets where in the global beauty contest, investors have taken fright because of political situations and other issues, military threats, corruption. Where that is taking place, of course, we get clear underperformance here overall. But the developed economies of the world, and taking really starting with Japan and through the USA, Canada, Australia, the European region, developed European region, they've got these strong monetary tailwinds. And the US, despite the QE tapering that's actually taking place, we still have astonishingly low interest rates, and they're going to remain that way for really quite some time. So, in terms of risks, again, I've said, Owen and I both said that we expect a choppy, ranging environment this year overall. But I'm encouraged to repeat this point in seeing Wall Street improve somewhat. I certainly don't want to see the Nasdaq taking off on a number on an additional tear. The Nasdaq Composite Index is already trading over 30 times earnings for its PE, and that's not so good. Clearly, that's bubblish, and it has a very low yield of just, I think, about 1.25% at most. So again, what we don't want to see, and what I certainly don't want to see, is that tech share fashion. As people get carried away with that and drive those shares to higher levels, I don't want to see masses of new flotations. I think flotations are back to their levels that we saw in 2007. That's not terribly encouraging. Companies float their shares when they think the market's overvalued, and why not? So we saw plenty of flotations in 2007. We saw far more in 1999, early 2000. Okay, what else to mention here? Long-dated government bonds. Yields are a little bit lower in here today overall. The US dollar, pretty quiet here, on the lower side of its range in terms of the US dollar index. And the euro, real quietly steady, 1.3746. Sterling, also quietly steady, 1.6682. against the US dollar, the Australian dollar at 0.9020. Again, quietly steady there, ranging sideways. Gold up a little bit, 1340 and change. Silver gave up a little bit of ground, but not all that much. It's been trading just below the $22 level for most of today. Palladium a little lower, platinum also a little lower in here. Industrial metals also a little lower. The agricultural commodities, also crude oil a little bit lower. Brent down about a dollar, taking it back under 110. And the WTI US contract down 77 cents as I speak. That's taking it back to 102.05. 0.05. Natural gas on the spot price has fallen back quite sharply. It's just below the five level, 4.99, as I speak. Agricultural commodities still firm. Coffee's steady. We saw new highs here today, marginally, but it's just in a pause right now. But no downward dynamics yet, despite the big spike to the upside that we've had, and most of that's due to the dry conditions, the very dry conditions in Brazil, and what they feel will be damage to not only this year's crop, but also next year's crop as well. It has stressed the trees, and it will take them a couple of years to recover. Corn looking attractive here. Probably one of the most attractive. It's underperformed in the last week or so because there were USDA reports about a record corn crop. Well, how do they know at this stage? I mean, plantings will be significant. I don't doubt that, but it's a long way between planting intentions and a record harvest. So I would not be at all surprised to see some of these agricultural commodities move somewhat higher here in the near term. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.